The Art of Deception. Chapter 1. She lay on her side, her head ringing, her hair damp and sticky. She understood that she should feel pain. One didn't fall onto blacktop from a 3-story fire escape without experiencing pain, and yet she felt nothing. She saw the space needle in the distance, regretting that she had gone up it only once at the age of 7. Perhaps that had been the start of her fear of heights. Images from her childhood played before her eyes like a hurried slideshow until she heard a car start and the first trickle of sensation sparked up her broken legs. She knew undeniably that this was only the beginning. When the floodgates opened, when nerve impulses reached their mainline capabilities, the pain would prove too great and she would surrender to it. For this reason, and a desire to glimpse the glimmering black mirror surface of Lake Union, she pushed herself off the pavement with her shaky right arm, its elbow finally propping her up. She could feel her father's locked elbows on either side of her, smell his boozed-up breath, although he'd been dead in his grave for 2 years now. She shrank from the contact of sweaty skin, nauseated by his sour smell and the repetition of his needs, and sought sight again of the body of water that had been a kind of bedtime prayer for her. She clawed herself high enough to catch a moon-like curve of shoreline just to the left of a bent dumpster pitched toward its missing wheel that loomed over her and made her think of a coffin. The two white eyes that winked and quickly narrowed before her were not headlights, as first she had believed, but taillights meant to keep drivers from striking objects in their rear path. "Stop!" But her faint voice was not to be heard.